Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. A lot of good news to share with you this week, so much that we have a special expanded edition of our typical show. Here it is. A blog started by 9-year-old Martha Payne of Western Scotland documents in photos the daily lunches she was being served in her public primary school. Payne started blogging in early May and her lunch photos went viral in days. She had 1 million viewers within a few weeks, was written up in Time, The Telegraph, The Daily Mail, and got support from TV chef Jamie Oliver, whose series Jamie's School Dinners kicked off school food reform in England. Her delightful blog, Never Seconds, is still racking up dozens of views every minute. It also features full plates from other schools around the world, the photos having been emailed from students in Vietnam, China, Taiwan, and America. The girl has also channeled her newfound celebrity into a fundraiser for a charity, Mary's Meals, that feeds African children while at school. So far, donations are up to $35,000. Reddit.com has done it again. The social media community has once again responded with incredible generosity to a personal story of tragedy posted on their website. Jack Villanueva of Canada was given 6 months to live after a surprise diagnosis of terminal kidney cancer last year. He wanted to tell his story and just talk with people about what it's like to survive in his shoes. He posted on Reddit, "I am a 23-year-old boy with stage 4 kidney cancer, and I won't see 24. Comments of encouragement started pouring in. When folks learned that he had always wanted to travel, they offered to open their homes to him and his family. What happened next is the stuff of Reddit legend. Lindsay Minar from Portland, Oregon, read all of these travel ideas that were posted and decided to set up a fund to help pay for his dream of traveling. By the time Jake Villanueva woke up the next morning after he posted his story, already $9,000 had been donated in just 24 hours. More than $30,000 from 1,200 donors has been raised. Jake was blown away. Meeting Miss Minar will bring him to tears, he said. I just want to hug her. When Derek Amato crashed headfirst into the hard bottom of a pool, he was scared about what he might have done to his brain. But amazingly, the accident brought Amato an unexpected gift. It turned him into a musical savant. Amato now plays the piano like a virtuoso, making up melodies from the patterns of black and white blocks that stream across his brain in endless succession. While rare, there are at least 30 others around the world who have developed musical abilities after some sort of brain trauma. The condition is called acquired savant syndrome. Due to a rule in the 2010 Affordable Care Act, U.S. health insurers generally have to spend at least 80% of premium dollars on health care and quality, not administrative overhead or marketing. Insurers that don't meet or exceed this standard are sending millions in rebates back to consumers and businesses. In May, insurers were required to report the refunds that will be sent out later this summer. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee has announced that it will pay $8.6 million to about 73,000 individual policyholders in August because they spent less than the 80% of premiums on health care. Two insurers in California will pay out more than $50 million in rebates to nearly 1 million customers statewide. The rule encourages insurers to give you better value for your premium dollar and holds them accountable if they don't. This is just one way the new healthcare law is helping American families and businesses get a fair deal when it comes to their healthcare. The world's oldest bodybuilding grandma shows others how to be healthy and happy. She started bodybuilding at age 71. And begins every day with a 10-mile run. At 75, this Baltimore grandmother has made it her mission to teach others how to be healthy, happy, and prosperous. Age is just a number, Miss Ernie tells the class at her church. Age is just a number, they call back with enthusiasm. You can watch the full video on BBC News or on YouTube. A dream 17 years in the making came true for a California boy when he got out of his wheelchair and walked to accept his high school diploma. Patrick Iveson, a senior at Scripps High School in San Diego, was just 14 months old when he was run over by a stranger's car, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. Iveson's can-do attitude helped him learn to kayak, ski, hand cycle marathon length distances, and even surf. 3 years ago, Iveson focused in on another goal, walking across the stage to accept his diploma at his high school graduation. And just recently, he did just that. And our top story for today, total investment in renewable power and fuels last year surged by 17% to a record $257 billion, according to a report issued yesterday by the United Nations Environment Program. India expanded its outlays the fastest in 2011 with an impressive 62% increase thanks to its national solar mission. The U.S. overtook China in the race to be the lead investor in renewable energy with a 57% leap in its outlays to $51 billion. But new markets also opened up, bringing the total number of countries installing wind, solar, and biomass systems to around 50. Clean energy sources have now grown to supply 16.7% of global energy consumption. Despite the continuing economic crisis in some key traditional markets and continuing political uncertainties, more renewable energy was installed last year than ever before, said Dr. Mohammed El-Ashri, chairman of the Renewable Energy Policy Network for the 21st century. In the United States, renewable energy provided 12.7% of total domestic electricity in 2011, up from 10.2% in 2010. Renewable energy sources accounted for about 11.8% of U.S. domestic primary energy production, for the first time surpassing the 11.3% from nuclear power. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.